Shabbos Perk Alf Mishnah Ches. Beshame Ermim Ein Nosnin Oros La'abdon. Beshame says that one should not give leather to a tanner to work the hide. V'lo chelim l'chovis ovi kuchovim. And also not garments, clothing, to a launderer that's a non-Jew. El kedei sheyei osu mibod yom. Only if you give it to him that he has the ability to do it while it's still day. Now the Ran says that in Beis Shammai itself, that it doesn't make a difference in this case whether or not they designated a set price or not to launder the garments or to work on the leather. Either way, there are two chidushim we see in Beis Shammai. So the first chidush we see in Beis Shammai is that it doesn't have to be that the actual work was done, the laundering or the working of the leather was completed before Shabbos. Rather, you just have to have enough time that it could have been done. Because legabe maris ayin, that he's your shliach, that he's doing it for you, all you need to get out of that maris ayin is that the guy has enough time to do it. Once he has enough time, even if he doesn't do it, there's then no issue of maris ayin, that he appears to be your shliach. The second chiddush we see in Beis Shammai is that by shvisas kelim, and this is the way that we've been learning through this parak, this is shitas haran, that the reason for Beis Shammai being machmir is because of shvisas kelim. We've said this a few times. But this Mishnah is showing us that what we're talking about now is not a problem of Shvisas Kelim according to Beis Shammai. Because if you do have enough time, even if it's going to be worked on Shabbos, even if his shirt is going to be laundered on Shabbos, he gave the laundromat 5 hours before Shabbos, plenty of time to clean the shirt, and the guy happened to start working on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, that's okay. Why is that okay? Because Shvisas Kelim is only when the malacha is being done in the kli or by the kli. Like we've said, like by a pot, so the malacha is inside the pot, it's cooking something, let's say, or on top of it, whatever, or you have a net that's actively doing the malacha, but here, the malacha is being done to it, it's the receiving part, the item, the kli, is the receiving part of the malacha, it's totally passive, on that, Beis Shammai holds, that's not a problem of Shvisas Kelim at all, that's the second Chiddush the Ran says. And in all these cases, as Tosfos Yontif says, and he brings down Tosfos, that we're going on all the previous cases that we've discussed, whether soaking dyes or ink, spreading out the traps, all these things, and specifically that we've just had, where you give items to a non-Jewish launderer and a tanner, all these cases, Beisil Matirs Im HaShemesh, which he says is Mibod Yom, and if we just zero in for the cases of this Mishnah, which is the launderer and the tanner, you don't have to give him enough time. There's no problem that people are going to think he's doing malacha for you. We already said that in the previous Mishnah, that Beis Hillel held that you're allowed to give a guy something to carry for you or to carry for himself right before Shabbos. So the Chiddush here is, the Ran says, that in this case, the item is still yours, even while he's working on it. And even that, even though it's still going to be yours, still Beis Hillel matters it. And obviously Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Shvisas Kelim, like we've said.